So I found this music survey on Soch, and all of us on the crew took turns answering all these questions and giving the P1s a glimpse into our musical journey. And then when we got through the crew, we said, we got to start having some special guest stars. Well, Mike Reiner joined us 2 weeks ago, Robert Wolanski last week. They both did a great job with the survey. And one of the first names that came to mind for us, of our buddies at the station that we wanted to have on to answer this, is a huge music fan. He's our friend from the Hardline, and he joins us now to do the survey this week. Ladies and gentlemen, Corby Davidson.
What?
Good morning.
What?
Whoa.
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 Oh. Hi, Corby.
What?
No idea I was supposed to be on the radio with you guys. This is awesome.
Wow, sure this enough. Is such a surprise.
You better put this thing together quickly.
I know. I'll tell you what, man. This is a beating. Like
he just manned us.
Like, in a good way, it's a beating because Craig sent me the list. You know, I've listened to everybody else do this, too, and it's been a lot of fun to listen to, but it's really, really difficult, and you don't think about it until you start to put the screws to it. And, man, it's just, especially for someone, and Mike Reiner was in this boat, and Wolanski, too, and I'm in this way, too. I like so much, you know, and it's hard to just pinpoint certain things. And I hate a lot, too, so that was the easy part.
Yeah, everybody has the same reaction. It's just really hard. It makes them think about things that, regarding bands that they haven't thought about in a long time, but it's going to be interesting. I'm really interested in you because you've got a really interesting taste for old school music, and you've got a pretty deep knowledge there, but also for new school music. So I can't wait to hear your list.
Are we going to do it today? Or are we going to? Is that a tease?
Yeah, we're going to do it next week.
Oh, okay, all right.
So we'll see you next week. Thank you, Corby.
So just be sure you're up here by 8:50 next week.
Perfect.
Let's go around the horn and find out who's going to be doing it next week.
What's going on right now, guys?
All right, and by the way, Corby, you've got two segments, so take your time. And the only rule here, for those who don't know, you just can't use the same band twice.
Yeah, and I definitely followed that rule. So the first question you gave me was the band that I hate, and I'm assuming we're going in that order.
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, I hate a lot of bands, but there's only one genre that I really, really hate. And I guess this band that I'm going to play really encapsulated everything that I hated about the entire genre. So Jer, you can pull this up. It still makes my skin crawl.
Shout at the devil.
This is Motley Crue.
Well, I'm with you on this. I've never got it.
Man.
It's like you're jealous.
Maybe.
It's so bad. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't understand. Like, I truly do not understand the hair metal, cheese metal movement of the 80s. It was such garbage. It was so stupid. It was so pointless. It was so embarrassing. And
people
these,
flipped over it, though. They loved it.
I know. And these guys were kind of the poster boys of it all, you know, depending on who you talk to. It's trash. All of it, garbage.
But we wish them well.
No, I don't.
Boy, I was subjected to a lot
of this. I would listen to
my brother and his friends loved all this stuff.
Really?
And they loved torturing me with it.
Did you enjoy it on
because
any
I was all Smiths and Cure and all that kind of stuff.
You didn't have time for this.
And they were all this hair metal stuff.
Like what?
And that was, and we were all in a band together. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. I mean, people that were really into this when they were 18 or 20 or 25 or whatever. What? Do they look back at this as like one of the more embarrassing points of their lives? Or are they still like,
oh yeah,
still
man.
It.
The crew. Yeah. I think they still embrace it, a lot of them, and this really seemed to dominate MTV at the time, too.
Oh, yeah, it did.
You'd have to write out a lot of these videos to get to something you like.
Well, Nirvana is what killed this stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Like, this just ruled MTV, and then all of a sudden Nirvana came out.
Now, I did think they had one song. Like, this guitar riff is pretty cool on Looks That Kill.
Well, it sounds like Judas Priest.
I know, totally.
It's such a ripoff.
It is.
So, I know a lot of people that hate all this Poison, Motley Crue,
all that stuff. You know me.
But yet, to me, Guns N' Roses blends over into them just a little bit.
They do. They're not even close to being a part of this movement. Not even close.
Oh, I think
there's a Venn diagram that goes a little bit there.
They bridge the gap between this garbage and then what eventually became, you know, kind of grungy rock and roll. We got back to the roots of rock and roll. They bridge the gap. They're not involved in this.
I'm telling you. I mean, I like Guns N' Roses, and I think they had a lot of really great songs.
Yeah.
But they do share something with that stuff.
There is.
They had better riffs, but I think they were similar.
Tail end, for sure.
All right, that's a good one.
All right, band I think that is overrated. So to be overrated, you have to be rated, correct? Like,
yeah.
Like you could try and
get some traction.
Yeah, like I could try and take down Eddie Money or Meatloaf or somebody like that, but in the end, nobody really gives a damn about them. So that's not worth my time of being.
Wow.
Bandits.
Their careers are not worth your time.
In peace, Eddie Money.
You're right, though, Corby.
Thank you. So I kind of went over all the highly rated bands, you know, starting back with, in the 60s or whatever, and then tried to pick one that always drove me crazy that I never really understood. Now, I don't know if this is going to be controversial for you three gentlemen, but this band, I can't really pinpoint it, but they made me insane.
Oh, no, you're going to get a fight here.
Oh, my gosh.
Gordon is running out of the dugout right now.
I can't stand.
George and Craig are having to hold me back right now.
Journey.
Getting up in your face.
Yeah, I may fight you this one too.
You know why I didn't like Journey? Okay, so a lot of this has to do with when you grew up and what was going on in your life at a certain time. So Journey was a girl band. Girls like Journey. You watch the videos and it's girls crying over, you know, this schlocky crap, and they want to slow dance, and dude, this is, and
these
I
aren't lukewarm here,
and so
Corby's bringing it today, isn't he?
I've told Danny this too. As a seventh grader, when this came out, I can't even listen to this. It's so bad. But there was a lot of pressure as a 13-year-old, like at a dance where you had to go, you know, find a girl and dance with her and stuff. Too much pressure.
Yeah.
And I feel Journey, especially with this song, they put too much pressure on me. And it was already awkward enough being a 13-year-old. And then this, and then the girls are looking at you. And then, I don't know, man. I'm just,
you're having
to
dance
crazy
at a 90-degree angle with a girl?
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't handle it.
Leaned way over into her.
So,
because you don't have access to throw pillows. Right.
So they may have merit musically, but they made me insane as a kid. And then you'd see the videos, and you'd see all those chicks on the front row all sweaty.
Their videos
and just
are terrible.
Oh, my God.
It is weird that chicks like them when they weren't good looking.
No.
I mean, this wasn't a pretty boy band like Duran Duran was.
Because they sing songs like this.
Because it's a great song.
No, it's not.
Wow. One of the greatest rock voices of all time. One of the greatest guitarists of all time.
Neil
greatest
Sean
jazz drummers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This was an incredible band.
Right, and they suck. So, anyway.
All right, there you have it.
Well, I thought we were going to fight. We're just laughing. That's good. We're all laughing.
It feels good to laugh a little bit.
What was the other slow one they had that made me insane?
Faithfully.
Oh, God.
This was the first one. Open Arms was the first one. And Neil Sean agreed with you, the guitarist for Journey.
Terrible. They went,
he
you know what?
Did not want this song on the album. He thought that they were killing their careers if they put this song on the album.
Yes, they went in a different direction. It was like when Peter Cetera started singing songs for Chicago, and they got all schlocky and stuff.
Everybody needs a little time, baby.
Yeah.
I have to say me.
That's this. It's terrible.
No.
But you know what?
They played it live, and Neil Sean came around.
That's exactly right. Neil Sean said the first time they played at an arena and they had to play this song, he realized that he was mistaken, and this was the greatest thing they ever did was these ballads.
And trust me, Neil Sean,
it was Corby singing along.
Neil Sean is still so beaten when now he has to sing it with or play guitar with Filipino Steve Perry. He hates the song.
He has a name, sir. I don't know what it is, but he has a name.
Oh, man. Love Corby.
All right. Well, there's the band that I think is overrated. Now, band I think is underappreciated. This is fascinating, and it may have been the most difficult one for me because most of the bands that I really like aren't like monster bands, and I feel like I'm like, hey, where'd you go see last night? And you mentioned a band, they're like, what's that? You know, and so I feel like most of them are underappreciated. Now, I'm not saying this because they're my friends, our friends, but the old 97s are the one that immediately come to mind as far as being underappreciated. Dude,
sure,
they are phenomenal. Okay, I can't express, you know, well before they ever became friends, I'm seeing them at the Barley House and you know, all over town. I've probably seen them 40, 50 times. I don't even know. I've seen them a ton, and every single show is better than the last. They're an unbelievable rock and roll band. So I hope people do appreciate what they have brought to this city as far as their musical talents go. But everybody knows them, or at least I feel a lot of people around here, at least listeners, know them. And so the band that I really picked that sticks out to me more than any other band is this band. And I don't even know if you guys are too familiar with them, but...
Wait, before you move on from the old 97s completely,
yeah,
just want to mention this time next week, Rhett Miller will be doing this list.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. How about that?
Lead singer of the old 97s.
There you go.
Yeah, and he thinks your songs are underappreciated.
Yeah, you made his list.
Oh, wow.
You're his most underrated musical artist.
Thanksgiving Loves the White Man. He loves that song.
He's kind of right.
That's next week at this time.
So this is my most of all the most underappreciated bands.
I could sleep.
This is Band of Horses.
I could sleep.
Pretty good voice for a horse.
Yeah, what I've heard of them, I really like them.
They are awesome.
Yeah, there's a song they're playing right now of theirs a lot on radio, and I think it's great. I don't think it's this one. They have a new one out?
Their last record was about a year ago, I think.
Okay.
Way to go, Craig.
No, it's okay.
Gordon, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, man, and as far as a live experience goes, it's very tough to beat. Listen to them crank this up here. My
house. Okay, this whole driving bass business always gets me.
Yeah.
I'm always in on this. They fill up a wall of sound with driving bass and all that. Yeah,
they are a really fine rock and roll outfit. I don't know, maybe you're hearing this, Craig. This is Casual Party, which has been getting a lot of airplay about a year ago.
Yes, this is it.
Wait, okay. This is Jenny
Hyde. Yeah, this is it.
I love this high falsetto voice he's got.
Oh, that's nice. I hadn't heard this.
So yeah, man, I'm way, way into them. Like the last two or three.
There's another thing. Go ahead.
What?
Who?
No, I was telling Corby to go ahead. I accidentally talked at the same time.
Oh, no. Like the last two or three festivals that I've gone to, I've specifically gone to see these guys. They are great. If they come through town, it is well worth the price of admission. Okay, I don't know how you guys do breaks here.
Yeah,
but,
let's do one more here.
Okay.
And then we'll do a ticker.
Okay. So next is Band That I Love. Now, this is, again, really tough because I love a lot of bands from U2 to REM to the Foo Fighters to the Stones to Pearl Jam to Neil Young, but I want to pick something that I'm really, really, really in love with right now, and that is this guy.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing.
I knew he'd be on your list.
This is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing.
This is Jason Isbell.
He's amazing. He's your number one right now, isn't he?
He is.
Call your mother, and this is
this
how
is 24
you make
frames.
Yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough.
I think this is the band or artist that I have most in common with you. Or Neil Young, probably.
Yeah, Jason bridges a lot of gaps, too, between rock and Americana and roots. And,
yeah.
He
gets played on country stations.
Which is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Well, what is he? I thought he was country.
No.
I would say he's more Americana rock than...
In 24 frames.
Yeah, he's kind of all over the map. And you know what? You mentioned Neil Young. I think he's kind of the modern-day Neil Young as far as he can do anything he wants. You know, this has kind of got an Americana feel. This Hope the High Road is just a rock and roll song, flat out.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a breakdown. I myself am on the brink. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means.
Now what I just a powerhouse musical marriage he's in, too, with Amanda Shires.
Oh, I know. I know, man. So he is my favorite songwriter probably of all time.
He's great.
More than Neil Young.
Yeah, he is. He's unbelievable. New record dropped 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, Reunions. It's good, man.
Listen to that.
Yeah, it's good. So he is definitely the guy that I love right now.
We are in the middle of our newly revamped Big Show Coming to Town this week segment. Corby Davidson from The Hardline is our special guest star today taking the musical survey. Let's get back into it. Corby, we left off with band you can listen to over and over again.
So this is probably a relatively controversial choice, but I'm telling you, there is nothing better than cruising around with the windows down, listening to this band, and I could listen to them. If this was like the Desert Island bit where you had to pick one, maybe based on their catalog, this would make sense too, but... This is something that I never, ever tire of, and this is not going to make Wolanski happy, but it is the Grateful Dead.
Oh, you do your hippie dance to this.
Oh, hell yeah. I've never understood the backlash when it just comes to the song construction. They're as good as anybody out there. She was
called in line. Go on.
It could be an illusion, but I might as well try.
And I can't explain it, but I went to a show back in the early 90s and was locked and loaded.
Substance abuse?
Yeah.
Somewhere Bill Walton is giving you big thumbs up.
Like, I just think their songs are just really classic, pretty, simple songs. I mean, Gordo, when you listen to this, do you think of, like, this...
Suck.
Like, this is a beautiful song.
You know what?
Chord progression.
I know hardly anything about the Grateful Dead.
Look out of any window, any morning, any...
And I know poor Carrie's tried to turn you on to him, George.
And he has. I can listen to him, and I did not get it at all before I started hanging out with Steve.
Yeah.
But I get a lot of their stuff, and I like a lot of their songs. I like this song. And remember Grateful Ed?
Yeah,
he gave
I do.
Me like 10 Grateful, Grateful Dead. Yeah, he had some issues, but okay. He had a great nickname anyway.
Yeah, he did. Best nickname ever.
And he gave me a bunch
ever.
Of Grateful Dead stuff to listen to, and that got me going on him, too.
I love Jerry's guitar. you know, look.
What happened to him?
He died.
You know.
Oh.
25 years ago.
Terrible.
But I love the lyrics, the groove, the live experience, the musicianship, the relationship they have with their fans, the jamming. I mean, you can just jam it right into my jugular and just let it flow. I love it all.
So are they not doing anything anymore after Jerry's death?
Gordon, they have still been on tour ever since 1994, selling out any arena that they would like to play. John Mayer fronts them now.
John Mayer's been playing with them, yeah.
Yeah, John Mayer does the Jerry part, and it's great. They haven't missed a beat.
I figured you'd hate John Mayer.
I do, but I like him with the Dead. He pulls off the Dead. That's where he belongs. He belongs in a guitar-slinging, jammy band, not doing some My Body is a Wonderland wet noodle song up there on stage.
That. Your body, not mine.
No, whatever.
My body is that's the pandemic version.
Anyway, the Grateful Dead. I like them lots. Okay, so the next thing is the band that made me fall in love with music. I don't need any big intro here because I think that you all would pretty much agree. No. It's the greatest rock and roll band in the history of mankind.
Nickelback.
Worst lead singer in a band.
Stop it. Stop it.
And if you don't like the Rolling Stones and you don't recognize them as being on the top of the pyramid, then I don't know what to tell you, man. But yeah, when I was about 12 years old, 11, I had a friend who had older brothers, and we would go over to their, and I thought they were super cool, and we would go over to their, into their room and play their records, man, and they had all the old Stones. And I bought in hook, line, and sinker, and I have not let that hook drop.
I appreciate that call, man.
Well, who's this? Is that you, Mick?
That's right.
Now, English is your first language, isn't it?
Well, you're right, Corby. We all love the Stones. And I don't think I've ever met anybody that hated the Rolling Stones.
I know.
Have you guys?
Well, my dad.
Well.
Yeah. Our age. Okay.
Our age, no.
No.
And they are writers and producers of my favorite song in the history of rock and roll, which is this, Time Waits for No One, which is true. I don't know if you guys knew
that. I still need to get more into the Stones. I was late to the Stones party because when I was a kid, I associated the Rolling Stones with Mick Jagger's Waiting on a Lady video that used to just
it's
kill
Waiting on a Friend
MTV. Waiting on a Friend, yeah.
He's not Waiting
I'm
on
not Waiting on a Lady. That would come on. I'm like, why is this on MTV?
Yeah, the video was no good, but the song is incredible.
The song's song. Bad.
Oh, my God. The song is great.
He's just waiting on his friend.
You know, I saw him out in San Francisco in the fall last year, and he's otherworldly. It doesn't make sense what he does. He's 76 years old, and he is running around on stage like a 32-year-old and is in better shape than most 32-year-olds. Nothing's changed.
You think he's lived a lot of life?
You know what? I think that's... yes, he has. But I think that he's... over the last 30 or 40 years, he realized that if he wanted to keep doing this, he needed to tone down whatever partying and things like that and to keep up the level. So I don't think that he does much. You know, I think Keith is his own little thing out there. But Mick's the driving force behind it all.
We just passed when they would have played the Cotton Bowl, right? It was May something.
Yeah,
it's like this weekend. This upcoming, it was going to be my son's first concert ever. And
you're going to take him to the Stones.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been great.
I know.
It would have been cool.
I hope they come back. So, yeah, they got me into music, and for that, I am forever thankful to Mick and the boys for doing that.
How many times have you seen them?
Probably 15.
Dang, that's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I like them. I like them a whole lot. So the band that changed my life is the next one. And, you know, back in the early 90s, I thought I was really into music and like going to college and I had all these hot music opinions and I love going to live shows and I loved, you know, studying lyrics, but I feel like that I didn't know anything until I saw this guy and this band at Reunion Arena in March of 1991. And when these chords, when this band came out and this song hit, I freaked out. This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Hey, hey, my, my.
George, were you at this show?
I may have been. I think, though, the only time I saw him at Reunion was his country tour.
This was the...
Comes a Time?
This was full Crazy Horse, Ragged Glory. The album had just come out. Well, the live album had just come out, and me and my friends came over from school, and we had really good tickets. I forgot how we got these tickets, but we were about 10 rows back from the stage, and they had these speakers on stage. You can go back and look at this tour, and it's all over YouTube.
We used to play so loud. I mean, everyone plays loudly, but
these speakers,
no one like Neil in the 80s and 90s.
No, they were props. They were just part of the stage, but they were like 50 feet tall and 20 feet wide, and we thought they were real speakers because it was so loud. We're like, oh, wow, man, this is crazy. But, man, it literally changed everything for me. This show changed everything. And I know you guys are fans of this song, too, and this certainly was played at that show.
Gordo loves this song.
Look out, mama, there's a white bird coming up the river.
I was almost in tears by the time this song rolled around.
You know, this song makes me cry every time.
Yeah, it's unreal. Later on that same year, during the MTV Music Awards, Pearl Jam jumped up on stage and did Rockin' in the Free World with him. And, I mean, to see how much he meant to those guys, and he was Uncle Neil to them. I was so sold. I respect him more than anybody else in music. And then I got
into
the...
when we walked like 5 feet from him Hollywood Bowl.
Unbelievable.
We didn't know what to say to him.
Yeah, and we had the old flip phone cameras, and we were trying to sneak photos, and that was so cool. Dude, we walked backstage. We saw old Blackie right there.
How did we get back there?
I don't know. Well, I had a buddy of mine that...
Of course.
Yeah, they got us back there somehow.
Neil Young's guitar tech, and somehow he went to TCU with him. And
it was Stephen Stills' personal assistant, was a friend of a friend, and he got us back there. It's great.
That was great.
Yeah.
He walks the earth with greatness.
He truly, truly does. All right, the band that surprised me. So, you know, I was a pretty meat and potatoes guy with rock and roll, you know, in high school with the Stones and all that. It was just, you know, what you would expect, just guitar and bass and drums and a normal singer and all that. And my buddy told me, he's like, man, I think you'd really like this band. I'm like, I'd heard like one song, and I'm going, I don't think so. And he goes, just listen to this record. And I put this record on, and you talk about never looking back. And this opened up.
I love that line.
Oh, my.
The way he goes up in a hopeful tone on murderous desire.
This, of course, is the Smiths.
Love Andy Rourke's bass sound on this.
And it was almost like I was embarrassed to like them. And then I'm like, but this is so cool. This is so incredibly cool. And it's the one regret that I have as far as not seeing a band. They broke up, Gordo, when we were like in 10th grade or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it still haunts me to this day that I've seen Morrissey, I've seen Johnny Marr individually, but not seeing those guys together is a killer.
What category was this again?
This is the band that surprised me. I just never thought I'd be into a band that had a singer like this, ever. I mean, it is pretty weird. All right,
my mom, she hated it when I would have control of the car stereo on the long car trips, family car trips.
With that?
You're not going to play that guy that sings the same note over and over again, are you? I just don't understand why somebody didn't teach him more than three notes.
My guilty pleasure, when I was a little kid, like 4, 5, 6, and this band was big, and they were all over the radio, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is so much fun to listen to. And then it became a joke to listen to them, and I never understood it. And it's still to this day, I love the Bee Gees.
Well, I do too.
They're
That's
great.
A good one. Yeah, they are.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me.
You know, I think they've aged well because back in the 70s, early 80s, they were a musical punchline.
Yeah.
Like, if you liked the Bee Gees, you were stupid and needed to go away. But now I think people appreciate them.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they were so hated, and like, you know, once the disco thing started to go away, and I couldn't figure it out as a little boy, like, why everybody was turning on them. Mm-hmm. I wanted to look like Barry Gibb, and this was really hurting my chances if nobody liked him anymore. I wanted to have hairy chest and long hair and the chains and the onesie suit, and I wanted I liked everything about him, and I still do. Dude, this is my favorite song from Saturday Night Fever, Jive Talking.
Great song.
What is
Barry's
that noise?
Barry's the only one left, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right, so band.
You know, Barry Gibb wrote Islands in the Stream. You know, Kenny Rogers died recently and had a big hit with Islands in the Stream. That was Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
So, band that Great I should have seen by now, I know this sounds ridiculous. I don't have any. I feel like I've seen every band that I've wanted to see outside of like Led Zeppelin or something like that, which is not a possibility.
Right.
I've made it a point to see everything that I've wanted to see. Does that make sense?
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's traveling or traveling to go see them or seeing them here, I've seen everybody that I've wanted to see. There's nobody on the list that I haven't seen. And then,
fair enough.
Great band to see live, with apologies to the likes of Bruce Springsteen and Widespread Panic, who I've seen like 100 times, and the Foo Fighters, who didn't make this list, but they could have been on like 75% of the answers. I'm going to go with a band that I first saw in like 2008 down at Southside. I knew very little about them at the time, and they still, to this day, are top three live performance I've ever seen, and I don't think enough people know about them. It is My Morning Jacket. And they combine everything I love about music, from rock and roll to funk to psychedelia to folk, Americana. It's all there. I picked a live track because it's a live segment.
Yeah, I need to know more about them.
They are great, Craig.
I love live recordings. Glad bands are still doing that.
I know. But they blew me away. Just a sonic explosion all across the board. And if you told me you can go see one band right now, like at Red Rocks, they would be top three for sure.
So you saw them at Southside in 08. Where do they play now if they come through town?
The last time I saw them was at Nokia, I believe, or whatever it's called now, the theater at Grand Prairie.
Yeah, bigger venues.
Yeah, 6,000 to 10,000, you know, seat venues.
Okay.
But yeah, they play Erykah Badu. They're big buddies with her, and she got up with them, and you know, it's a big show too. It's a big 3-hour show.
Corby, that was great. You did a fantastic job with the list.
Thank you
very
much.
Do you have any radio shows coming up that you could promote?
Oh yeah. So there's one today. about 2:50, we go on the air, and so it'll be fun. This station, it's on this station. The 1310.
Oh, that's
one.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, the ticket?
That
is awesome.
Yeah.
So that is truly awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Corby, thank you.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Corby Davidson from The Hardline, 3 to 7 daily here on The Ticket. Our special guest star today taking our musical survey. Next week, Rhett Miller from the Old 97s will take the survey.